Paddy Clark Ha 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 by Roddy Doyle, read by Aidan Gillen. We were coming down our road. Kevin stopped at a gate and bashed it with his stick. It was Mrs. Quigley's gate. She was always looking out the window, but she never did anything. Quigley! Quigley! Quigley, Quigley, Quigley! Liam and Aidan turned down their cul-de-sac. We said nothing, they said nothing. Liam and Aidan had a dead mother. Mrs. O'Connell was her name. It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? I said. Yeah, said Kevin. Cool. We were talking about having a dead ma. Sinbad, my little brother, started crying. Liam was in my class in school. He dirtied his trousers one day. The smell of it rushed at us like the blast of heat when an oven door was opened. And the master did nothing. He didn't shout or slam his desk with his letter or anything. He told us to fold our arms and go asleep, and when we did, he carried Liam out of the class. He didn't come back for ages, and Liam didn't come back at all. James O'Keefe whispered, If I did a gick in me pants, he'd kill me. Yeah. It's not fair, said James O'Keefe. So it's not. The master, Mr. Hennessy, hated James O'Keefe. He'd be writing something on the board with his back to us, and he'd say, O'Keefe, I know you're up to something down there. Don't let me catch you. He said it one morning, and James O'Keefe wasn't even in. He was at home with the mumps. Hanno brought Liam to the teacher's toilet and cleaned him up, and then he brought him to the headmaster's office, and the headmaster brought him to his auntie's in his car, because there was no one at home in his own house. Liam's auntie's house was in Raheny. He used up 2 rolls of toilet paper, Liam told us, and he gave me a shilling. He did not, show us it. There. That's only 3p. I spent the rest, said Liam. He got the remains of a packet of Toffee out of his pocket and showed it to us. There, he said. Give us one. There's only 4 left, said Liam. He was putting the packet back in his pocket.